KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, time is running out for the state's high school track and field athletes as they try to find a window between snowstorms to post a qualifying mark for the Drake Relays. The deadline for qualifying is coming up at noon this Thursday.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think it's a uniquely challenging season for the Iowa high school kids, their coaches, even for the officials, and for meet organizers.
That's Relay Director Blake Bolden, who says while the weather has made qualifying even more difficult, he still expects some outstanding marks later this month.
The good news here is all these kids are Iowans. They're born here. They know what it is to compete no matter the conditions. You know, last year we saw incredibly challenging conditions at the Drake Relays, and what the kids do, they came and they set records, and they won titles. And these kids will do the same this year. No matter the circumstances, they just need an opportunity with a little bit of sunshine and a little bit of dry weather.
Iowa native Carissa Schweizer is returning to the Drake Relays to chase the record in the 5,000-meter run. The five-time NCAA champion at Missouri is a native of Urbandale and was a standout at Dowling Catholic.
I know one thing that's very important to her right now is continuing to pursue NCAA champions. She's highly decorated as an NCAA champion, winning both the indoor 3,000 and 5,000 just last month down in College Station, Texas. So I know her focus for her coach and her team are the NCAA championships, but the Drake Relays, you know, she certainly has in mind to be doing a victory lap with one of those little white flags.
Drake Relay is coming up later this month in Des Moines. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Carlos Martinez waded through a rain delay before fanning a season-high 11 batters in 7 shutout innings of the Cardinals' 3-2 triumph at Cincinnati. That was game heard here on KJN. Harrison Bader's 2-run homer helped the Redbirds complete their first 4-game sweep in Cincinnati since 1949. The Reds are 2-13, and they're off to their worst start since the 1931 squad opened up 2-17. In other National League play, Pittsburgh beat Miami 7-3, the Mets over Milwaukee 3-2, Colorado beat Washington 6-5, San Diego downing San Francisco 10-1, the Dodgers 7-2 over Arizona, Atlanta at Chicago was postponed yesterday. In the American League, only 3 games were played, 5 others postponed due to the weather. It was Boston beating Baltimore 3-1, Oakland beat Seattle 2-1, and Texas a 3-1 10-inning winner over Houston. All the other games in the AL, including the Yankees at Detroit, Toronto at Cleveland, White Sox at Minnesota, the Angels in Kansas City, and the Yankees at Detroit, those were all postponed yesterday. Interleague play saw just 1 game. It was Philadelphia beating Tampa Bay by a final of 10-4. We have Cardinal baseball coming up tonight for you here on the radio as the Cardinals head to Chicago to face the Chicago Cubs in a National League Central Division showdown. The rivalry continues tonight as they open up that 3-game series. 5:10 first pitch this evening, and 5:10 is the pregame show this evening. 6:05 is first pitch, and we'll have all that action for you here this evening on KJAN. Cards and the Cubs live tonight here on the radio. One of the state's more heavily recruited quarterbacks in the history of Iowa high school football announced his decision online Sunday evening as far as where he'll be playing college football. Lewis Central junior Max Duggan tweeted that he'll play for Texas Christian University. Duggan, who has been the starting quarterback since his freshman year and led the Titans to state quarterfinals in 2 of the past 3 years, says he chose the Horned Frogs over full-ride offers from over 20 other schools. The 6'2", 180-pound pro-style quarterback is ranked as the top player in the state. He's the 7th-ranked quarterback in the country and the 247th-ranked player in the nation coming out of that draft class. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says developing leadership between now and the start of next season will be crucial. The expectations for the Cyclones will be higher than they have been in many years, coming off an 8-5 season and a win in the Liberty Bowl. ISU closed out their spring drills on Saturday with a scrimmage.
I think that's going to be critical to our success because, to be honest with you, there'll be expectations now, you know, and how we handle that, how we approach our day-to-day can't change. It's almost going to intensify, and it'll be based on that leadership group. And if we can handle it, good things will happen. And if we can't, it'll be a struggle.
Campbell says the time between now and the start of fall camp is crucial for individual improvement.
You know, last year we were able to capitalize on that and make some really important moves within the roster to help ourselves and really benefited from a really good summer a year ago. And we're going to have to do the same thing this year.
To take the next step as a program, the offense must improve, and Campbell says it starts with the offensive line.
We're starting to create an identity. There has been zero identity for the last 2 years. Now you see, number one, there's a mindset of trying to be physical and a mindset of, you know, doing the little things that it takes to be a really good offensive line, winning critical situations.
Campbell says that unit did make some progress.
You see that group has made really good growth there. But, you know, obviously until the lights come on and these guys actually go out and do it consistently, you know, it's still a little bit of an unknown. And that group's going to really have to win the next 10 weeks because there's still some of those guys that got to continue to get bigger, continue to get stronger. You know, they're redshirt freshmen and redshirt sophomores. Their development is absolutely critical this time of year, and it's going to be really fascinating to watch that group work here through the next 10 weeks.
Iowa State will shut it down now until fall practice begins. Well, former UAB guard Nick Norton is coming here to Iowa. He'll be transferring to Drake. Norton announced on Twitter Sunday that he'll be finishing up his college career at Drake in the Missouri Valley Conference. Norton averaged 7.5 points and almost 3 rebounds a game this past season and ranked 7th in the Conference USA with almost 5 assists per game. Norton will immediately be eligible as he is a graduate transfer under that rule. In the NBA Sunday, the Houston Rockets carried the top overall seed into the NBA playoffs Sunday, but they had their hands full against the Minnesota Timberwolves. James Harden hit 7 three-pointers and finished with 44 points as the Rockets pulled out a 104-101 victory over the Wolves. Game 2 is Wednesday in Houston. Also yesterday, Victor Oladipo poured in 32 points, and the Pacers overcame LeBron James' triple-double in a 98-80 victory at Cleveland. Game 2 is Wednesday in Cleveland. Al Horford delivered 24 points and 12 rebounds, and the Celtics outlasted the Bucks 113-107 in overtime. They'll stay in Boston for Game 2 on Tuesday. Paul George shot 8-for-11 from three-point range and lit up the Jazz for 36 points in the Thunder's 116-108 win over Utah. The Thunder will host Game 2 in Oklahoma City on Wednesday. In the Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday, the Pittsburgh Penguins regained home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs, rebounding from Friday's 5-1 loss in the Steel City. Sidney Crosby scored once and had 3 assists as the Penguins thumped the Flyers 5-1 in Philadelphia. Game 4 is Wednesday in Philly. The Golden Knights are up 3-0 in their first round series after Cody Eakin, James Neal, and William Karlsson scored in an 8:34 span of the third period to lead a 3-2 comeback over the Kings. L.A. will try to stave off elimination at home on Tuesday. Matt Calvert scored 12-22 into overtime, and the Blue Jackets took a 2-0 lead in the first round by downing the Capitals 5-4 in Washington as Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 54 shots. They'll head to Columbus now for Game 3 on Tuesday. Now, the Wild bounced back from consecutive losses at Winnipeg by whipping the Jets 6-2 yesterday at home. The Wild could even the series, hosting Game 4. In Minnesota on Tuesday. In golf, Satoshi Kodera picked up his first PGA victory, storming back from a 6-shot deficit in the final round of the RBC Heritage at Harbortown Golf Links, shooting a 5-under-66 for a 12-under total, and then made a 25-foot birdie putt in the third playoff hole to beat Siwoo Kim yesterday. And NASCAR says the completion of the Cup Series race at Bristol Motor Speedway has been postponed until today. That postponement comes just 46 laps shy of the race becoming official. NASCAR hopes to complete the final 296 laps of that 500-lap race today, but there's also a chance for more rain and a possibility of some snow. Kyle Larson is the leader. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.